All right, everybody, thank God, on my way home to the Holy Land, to the ancestral homeland of the Jewish people, did what I had to do here in America, going home for the holiday of redemption, the Passover holiday, the Pesach holiday. Now, all the attention has been on the Iranian attack, first time ever that Iran has directly attacked Israel. And again, it's important, the first time Iran directly attacked Israel from Iranian territory. Iran's been attacking Israel and the Jews for decades. From terrorism all over the world, including Argentina. Remember the Jewish Community Center decades ago attacked by Iran that killed Jews in Argentina? So they've been attacking Jews all over the world indirectly. This is the first time they attacked from Iranian territory. So Israel has to hit back and hard. The question is not if we're going to hit back, the question is when. But with all the attention on Iran, no attention has been given to the 14-year-old boy, Binyamin, who was brutally murdered by neighboring Arab Muslims in the mountains of the Shomron of Samaria. What was his crime? Being a shepherd. He goes out every day shepherding sheep. It's thanks to him and his friends, who are called the Hilltop Youth, that so many acres of land in Judea and Samaria are being saved from illegal Arab Muslim takeover, which the Arab Muslims are doing with the Palestinian Authority and European Union funding. And the ones stopping this takeover are the Hilltop Youth. Don't believe the media, don't believe the headlines. These Hilltop Youth are unbelievable, young, righteous youth protecting all of the Jewish people. Because now all of Israel understands that our presence in Judea and Samaria protects all of Israel. And hence these young 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are out shepherding, and protecting the lands of Judea and Samaria are protecting all of Israel. And this boy, 14-year-old Binyamin, was murdered when he was out shepherding. And there's no attention to it. No attention whatsoever. So here you have a settler youth, right, who was murdered. And yet the Biden administration, months ago, put sanctions on other Jewish shepherds who shepherd the hills of Judea and Samaria. Why'd they sanction them? Because they are the ones protecting the lands and stopping the Arabs from illegally grabbing the land and stealing from the Jews. And instead of punishing the Arab Muslims, the Biden administration decided to punish the Jews. Now here's the thing, Biden administration. Do you want to know who's destabilizing the Middle East? Because that's what they say, that these Jewish shepherds that they have to sanction are destabilizing the Middle East. No. It's not these Jewish shepherds and these young boys like this 14-year-old Binyamin who was brutally murdered. They're not the ones destabilizing the Middle East. The ones destabilizing the Middle East is the Biden administration allowing Iran to terrorize Israel and the world. Did you know that Iran told America that it was going to attack Israel? Do you know that America has given over $20 billion in unfrozen assets that allowed Iran to go from broke after President Trump's term to being a rich country that is financing this terror against Israel and around the world? The ones destabilizing the Middle East is Iran, thanks to the horrific foreign policies of the Biden administration. And we have to bury our dead, a 14-year-old boy who loved his Jewish identity, loved his ancestral homeland, and was proud enough to be living in a generation where he's not afraid to go out into the hills and be a shepherd with sheep. This is the generation of the redemption, folks, because we have a generation of youth who are so proud in their Jewish identity and not afraid of our enemies. That's how we're gonna win. Not just by having high tech, not just by living in Tel Aviv, not just by helping the world with medical inventions. We're gonna win our battle against our existential enemies, and that is the Islamic world that surrounds us and is within us, by having this young generation of proud King David-like Jews who are standing up for their ancestral Jewish identity in our ancestral homeland, showing the world and our enemies, you, no matter what you do to scare us, to kill us, to massacre us, we are not going anywhere. We are home. We are proud of standing up for ourselves. And Binyamin, who was just murdered, is symbolic of the thousands and thousands of King David-like soldiers that we have in the army today fighting. in Gaza, ready to fight up north. No matter their religious level, religious, secular, their politics, right, left, we are united in purpose to stand up for our Jewish identity and for our ancestral homeland against all our enemies and those who enable our enemies. And while we say thank you to the Biden administration for assisting us in the air defenses that allowed us to stop the Iranian attack, do not delude yourselves into thinking that the Biden administration is our friend. No, it wants this conflict. It is assisting our enemies to weaken us, and they're just playing both sides of the game. They unfreeze funds for Iran to terrorize us, then they give us funds, then there's a war, we kill each other, Israel is weak. But the Biden administration is the one allowing for the destabilization of the Middle East, not the settlers, the proud Jewish resettlers in Judea and Samaria, and our youth who are protecting our lands by acting like proud Jewish shepherds. You want to continue getting the truth about Israel, the Jewish people, the inspiring truth? Follow me at thepulseofisrael.com. And I'm on my way home on my Israeli Airlines El Al to go back home and celebrate the holiday of redemption. We are living redemptive times. These are biblical times today. Today. Just open up your eyes. Internalize your faith, strengthen that faith in the one above, because he's watching and running everything. Signing off for another episode of The Pulse of Israel. You're not yet a subscriber, go to pulseofisrael.com and click to subscribe. If you are not yet a supporter, help us get our videos get seen more and more by more people. Click on the donate button every once in a while at pulseofisrael.com. Signing off, shalom, next time from our ancestral homeland, the land of Israel. Bye everybody, thanks for watching.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.